If you're just tuning in right now, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike in the Morning, the show proudly powered by Accelerate Security as we accelerate into our first meaty interview of the morning. I mean, seaweed, of course, the surf, but this is the real highlight of the first hour of the show because there's no surf today. We're talking about one of the most exciting offerings on the local North Coast real estate picture. And if the idea of a country lifestyle is still close enough to civilization to enjoy all the perks that the North Coast has to offer, if that appeals to you, well, Springvale Country Estate needs to be on your radar, and there's never been a more exciting time to be checking out what's on offer. To give us the full picture, I'm really excited to welcome back to the studio the man who's been developing this dream for the last couple of years, and it's now no longer a dream. It's definitely in our reality. And Stuart Graham is in the house with us from Springvale Country Estate. Stuart, welcome back to the microphone, my friend. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Mike. Thank you so much for having us back.
Great to have you in the house, man, and great to be talking about Springvale at this really exciting chapter in the Springvale story. But before we look at where we're at right now, let's just kind of rewind for people that might not have heard about Springvale or might have just kind of heard the name but don't really understand what the whole offering is. What sets Springvale apart from other estates on the Dolphin Coast?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Yeah, there are plenty really great estates in and around the area. But Springvale, where we really try and differentiate ourselves, is, you know, we're offering a return back to farm lifestyle living. So we're located on 58 rolling, beautiful grassy hillsides next to Flag Animal Farm. So they're really close to the proximity of the beach.
Yeah.
But really going back to that space where homeowners can enjoy the space of their garden, you know, very pet friendly space for the kids to roam, but also the benefits of top quality security, a beautiful clubhouse, which is, we're very happy to say, is nearing completion.
Hey.
And yeah, we're not trying to be a super estate. So we on 58 hectares, as I mentioned, but only going to be limited to 187 opportunities within that. So a lovely estate that has enough for a community, but not that you are going to be lost in amongst hundreds of other homes and the like.
That's really special in terms of the sort of the DNA of the thing, and the fact that from inception that was always the plan. To have this thing kind of community-centered, family-centered, pet-friendly, and this return to a kind of farm lifestyle, but of course with all of the mod cons of the 21st century and being connected to all the most exciting offerings on the Dolphin Coast. It's something that's really struck a chord with those looking to invest and to build a family home on the Dolphin Coast. And we're now at this exciting inflection point where I believe you got your first homeowners that have moved into the estate. There's another something like 25 homes at council for approval, and all sites, I believe, are now transferable, including in the village. And let's just explain this. You've got two different dimensions to the estate, the farm and the village, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So I'd say 80% of Springvale is Springvale Farm. And what that is our smaller sites are 2,000 squares, averaging 2,600, up to, you know, an acre, which is fantastic. And then at the back, we had, you know, during sort of COVID and the likes, we had a lot of people that loved the idea of going back to that sort of farm lifestyle estate, but potentially not needing as much space. So really going back to wanting an inn. So that's when we created Springvale Village, sites of 500 squares to 1,200 squares. And those sold extremely, extremely well. And just so happy that we've finally overcome all our challenges. And yeah, today we got notice that the first bunch are registered. They actually are transferring.
Today?
And today. Yeah, fantastic. So it really is exciting. You know, you have this vision and dream over the years. And now to actually watch this dream become a reality has been fantastic. We've, you know, watching our first homeowners move in, watching the other homes under construction, watching the plans come in for those that are at council, and the estates, and watching the kids riding on the roads and enjoying the dams and the trails. It's really fantastic to watch. Yeah, it really does pull on the heartstrings.
And as a developer who, you know, you've been involved with this thing from when it was just a paper dream to now seeing it emerging in three dimensions with you know living, breathing families. And is it true, looking at some numbers I've got in front of me here, 100 sites have been sold so far between the farm and the village. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's really done amazingly. So we're very, very happy. But don't be despaired if homeowners or potential clients haven't come. We've still got some fantastic sites in both the village and the farm remaining. And I think that's why we're here. We want to get those that haven't heard of us or thought about it, you know, to come and pop in.
I think, you know, the fact that it does have this kind of I don't know if boutique is the right word, but as you say, it's a kind of a smaller estate. There is it's got its own sort of character in that sense, and the fact is that there is this kind of community feel to the thing. You're plugging into something quite special. It's kind of hard to put to words, and I suppose at the end of the day, you need to get boots on the ground to really appreciate what Springvale is all about. I mean, you could check out the fantastic website, springvalecountryestate.co.za, and you start to see some of the imagery and start to wrap your brain around it. But once you actually get down there, and I think for a lot of folks who might have attended the recent ZA Fest, you know, the big Ndlovu Youth Choir concert, that would have been maybe the first time that they'd headed out in that direction for a while and seen, wow, this thing, Springvale, it's popped up out of the ground. If you hadn't been out that Sheffield way in some time, I think that would have been when the penny dropped for a lot of folks. And now we're already motoring towards the end of the year, but I believe you've got a special little extra bit of magic you want to sprinkle during the month of August to help those that might be seriously considering jumping into the Springvale offering. What have you got?
Yeah, so we've realized, obviously, that during this time it's been quite tough with interest rates and the like. Although, I must say, the most modern sort of feedback coming back is that they believe that there will be interest rates drops during next year, which would be fantastic.
I'd also heard that. Yeah, this is very
so Nedbank, I see their latest report saying that they believe there'll be a full 1% basis drop next year. But just to, you know, we've had a lot of people. What we have been running, which has been a really exciting promotion, is if anyone that is interested and they want to conclude a deal within the farm, so specifically for the farm, those are the larger plots, we are offering a very exciting rates and levy holiday for a year from the first month of transfer to 12 months, just to really ease, give homeowners that, you know, what happens that often people will buy a site and then they start the design process. And it takes a bit of time to go through, choose and design your perfect home. And all that time, traditionally, you've been paying rates and levies, which is a bit of a can be a bit of a tough pill to swallow. So to sort of sweeten it, we have been running a promotion that's done extremely well. If they are able to conclude a deal by the end of the month, which does sound, there's a bit of pressure there, but it has worked extremely well. You know, just to give a bit of freedom for those homeowners to take a little time, don't rush the design and enjoy the process. You know, meet your architect, come up with the build. So yeah, that's you twisted our arm. We're extending the promotion.
And I think it's also great that, you know, the fact that you are the developer and you've been hands-on and really followed this thing from inception to where it is now. And it's not like there's this kind of nameless, faceless corporation that's putting up an estate on the Dolphin Coast. There's a very direct connection, and when folks are looking for advice and guidance, and you're there to actually help them, guide them towards settling on their ideal dream farm lifestyle within Springvale. Am I right?
That's correct. I mean, it really is a family-run estate. You know, my dad and mum, the whole concept of it came from their small holding in Sheffield. And the idea being that, you know, for people that want a secure estate, but previously if you wanted security, you were getting pushed into smaller and smaller sites. Mm. And this was, you know, we had to find a perfect piece of land that was large enough to create something that would provide the top quality security, but not force people into smaller and smaller stands. And that's where it sort of differentiated. So that was the idea. So yeah, very much my dad is and mum are very much involved, and my sister's in charge of marketing, sales and on the ground. So very much a family run estate we can't wait to move there ourselves. So it's something that we are building and creating for ourselves one day to move in as well.
But you see, I love that approach. And again, it's one of those those many factors as points of difference, where you know there's real people behind this thing who understand, are really invested and passionate about the offering, and who live the brand. And with all of these other exciting developments, the news that the clubhouse, the pool, and the gym nearing completion is expected around the end of September. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we floor's gone in, the bar's going in, pool has done a lovely 20-meter swimming pool. Gym is almost complete. And yeah, so it's going to be a lovely area for families and the Springvale family community to gather.
And there's really big stuff as far as the surrounding infrastructure. I know that the P228 road, that's all been greenlit as far as plans to have that and the interchange completed by late 2024. So the tarring and the completion of that's going to be a great value add to the whole thing.
It's going to be a massive game changer. It's taken a bit of time. There have been a bit of challenges. So what's happened is that each development on that road has had to contribute to upgrading it. So we've done our first 600 meters. Ilaleni have completed theirs. And Seton are, I believe, starting again this week, which is fantastic. So, you know, there really are some fantastic estates also around that area. There's a massive push north. And the joys of Springvale, I would like to say, is that, yeah, you can, you know, escape the hustle and bustle of the larger town and retreat to your homestead, where you've got that additional space. And, like, we're still very close. You know, just yesterday, actually, I took with the news of transfers imminent, I took a little slower morning to work, and I must say I bumped into Seaview and Steve. I saw him in the water there, although I won't call what I do surfing, it's more of a paddling, but you know, we're still very close, which is lovely. So you know, you can enjoy the benefits of Bolito right on your doorstep.
There you go, the name, Springvale Country Estate. And if you haven't checked out the incredible offering, first option, if you've got your phone in your pocket, you get that website on springvalecountryestate.co.za. All of the contact details and all of the salient points are right there. But like I said, there's nothing like just getting boots on the ground and popping around the corner to see what is emerging out of the ground. It's such a compelling offer. I don't think anyone who is house hunting or looking for their perfect dream family home on the Dolphin Coast wouldn't want to consider the Springvale Country Estate opportunity. And Stuart, apart from the website, what's the smartest way to reach out to you and the team?
Yeah, all our details are on the website. My personal number is there as well. And give us a shot. You know, where we differentiate ourselves is definitely, you know, when you come out to site, just walk the site, and you'll see, you know, because we haven't touched on it too much, but you know, our big sort of differentiating space, but also value. So what you're getting at Springvale, is on average, let's say, 1.8 million for 2,600 squares. Similarly priced stands, you're getting 1,200 square meters. So, you know, you're getting almost, and sometimes double, triple the amount of space for the same value. So, but going back to getting in contact, our website, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, made very easy just to contact and push request a site visit, a booking. You can give us a call, pop into site, you know, give us a shout and come and see us.
You're hearing it from the man behind the development, Stuart Graham from Springvale Country Estate. Farm lifestyle, large plots, pet friendly, kid friendly, phenomenal value. What's not to love? You'd be crazy not to check it out. And Stuart, thanks for giving us the latest update right now on the morning show. And can't wait to celebrate more exciting milestones in the not-too-distant future at Springvale. What do you say?
Fantastic. Yeah, we look forward to it. Thank you.
You heard it right here on your morning show, bringing you back to the music on Radio Life and Style. Here's Dua Lipa, Dance in the Morning Away. Turn it up for a Tuesday.